WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and...
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
This life is a game.
Friday, get your butt in here.
Please.
Just come on and sit down and just relax a little bit with the K92 Morning Thing.
Uh-huh, take your shoes off. Get comfortable, Friday. Hang out.
I don't know if I want him that comfortable.
What?
Taking
you
your shoes off?
You don't want him to linger?
It's a long Friday? Week getting to Friday. Those some funky shoes right there. Get
you know
shoes
what that's
on
just,
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Are you one of those people, speaking of shoes and your house and things, are you one of the people that take your shoes off as soon as you walk in the house? Or are you do you go to your bedroom and have a place for your shoes?
Now, I know this sounds crazy, but it varies day to day. Because there's some days I kick my shoes off, but other days...
As soon as you walk in.
Yes. And then there's other days where I'm just like, okay, I need to run in, take care of business, and I'm right back out the door. I know I'm going to be back out, so I just keep them on. But I would say majority of the time, I am kicking shoes off.
Like, you know, as soon as you get in the door?
Yes.
So, well, are shoes allowed on your carpet or on your regular floor?
Here's the thing.
More often than most.
They are because, and I think that that's because I have littles that the neighborhood kids.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, typically they're just running through the house and I don't get a chance to stop them before they run back out.
Okay.
So yes, when you have kids in and out of the house.
I was trying to think of how my mother used to do it, but yeah, I think it was similar too. Like my shoes just go in my closet so I could wear them in the house. But a lot of days now they have to kick their shoes off. They have like a little shoe area, which...
Take them off at the door.
It weirds me out because I hate going to somebody else's house and I got to walk around in just my socks.
What is the rule with that? Like when you go to someone's house a first time there and maybe you don't really know the person, do you kick and they say, do you take your shoes off or do you keep them on?
I keep them on until they tell me to take them off. I'm not just going to go in and take my shoes off in somebody's house.
But what if they take their shoes off?
I'm waiting for them to say, oh, you can go ahead and take your shoes off or Antoine, please take your shoes off. Like, I'm just not going to take my... I'm not. Unless I'm spending the night, my shoes stay on the entire duration I'm at somebody's house.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just weird to me. But what's not weird is $5,000. We all could use $5,000. So at 7 o'clock today, that's going to be your first chance at $5,000.
I mean, I'll take $5,000. If only I could, you know, call 540-774-9236 and be caller 19 and win that $5,000. I'll be all right with that.
All you have to do is correctly identify the K92 secret sound. We're giving you clues throughout the day. There are bonus clues on the app. There's no reason that you haven't won that money. So at 7 o'clock, it's going to be your first chance.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Myers is still vacationing with us. He's going to wake up, roll out of bed at 7 o'clock, and join the thing. But what's coming up next in the diamond?
If you're late, you will be charged. School says, hey, parents, we're going to start charging y'all. And I'll give you all the details here in just a few minutes on K92.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
One teacher says she is making money because parents are showing up late to pick up their kids. And she says, you know what? If you're late, you got to pay $2 for every minute, per minute.
I don't hate this at all. I don't hate this. I love it, love it, love it to the moon. I love it to the moon. As a basketball coach has to wait at the end of practice and the end of away games for parents to come pick up their kids.
Where's your mom? Where's your dad?
Oh, man.
Yes, and this teacher is putting her foot down, and she says, I'm not your babysitter, but if you want to treat me like one, you're going to start paying per minute, $2 per minute.
Now, my question is this legal?
No.
That's my next question about this. Is this legal? Because if you're technically on the... Well, no, it might be. Because I know teachers get paid for tutoring. Like if they do it outside normal hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah, she said she had one parent that was like, you know what? I'm late. And straight up walked up to her and said, for all the times I've been late, here's $116.
Wow. Oh, that's it.
That's
the tone
a parent
right there.
That was like, I'm late every single time. I'm probably going to be late. Here's a little extra.
Have you ever been that parent? You've had to. Every parent, I feel like, has been that parent,
there
right?
There was one time I was late picking Ava up from the babysitter, and I definitely got charged.
What's the most egregious amount of time that you've been late? 10 minutes, 15 minutes? You forgot it was the next day?
Oh,
like, how long has it
like,
been?
I was like, I just leave her there. Just a couple days. There was one time I was late almost an hour, and I had to, but I was at the hair salon. And I was like, I called the babysitter and I was like, please understand, I'm hitting that way. I still had curlers in my hair. And I, and I was on Peters Creek. I still remember I was riding, I was getting it.
There was one day when I was a kid, my mother was so late to pick me up from childcare, after school childcare, that one of the employees just drove me home. They called her and said, you know what? You know what, miss? We will just bring, don't you worry about it. We will just take him home. We'll drop him off on the way.
You made me flashback to my five-year-old self when I got in trouble. Body Camp Elementary, I'm walking home because my mom, she forgot to pick me up. I'm sorry, Trigger. And I had watched a movie about hitchhiking, so I stuck my thumb out to
Lordy.
Catch a ride.
Lordy, Lordy.
And, I know. And it happened to be one of the teachers.
Did your mother get a visit from CPS just to double check?
She had to go. She had a meeting.
I bet she did have a meeting.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Words are important if you are renting a vacation property.
Mm-hmm.
Words are important if you are communicating with a beautiful queen of a woman.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to start with the vacation properties first, and then we'll get into these other words. All right, but they said that there are four words to steer clear of if you are renting a vacation property. Because, you know, we're about to go to the beach. So
yes.
You can have timeshares and Airbnbs, et cetera, et cetera. The first word is secluded. If it says secluded, it probably means that the property is far enough away from other people that you can turn the volume up without disturbing, but it's far from everything.
Where's the Walmart?
The grocery stores, the beach, or wherever you need to be.
Yes.
They say watch out for the word secure. They're kind of letting you know that the house is safe because you're in a bad neighborhood.
Mm.
They also said watch out for the word rustic. Rustic can mean different things to different people, so it's a good idea to go through the reviews and photos carefully to make sure the place at least meets your minimum standards.
Okay.
Rustic's another word for
rustic.
Old.
It is.
Rusty.
It's a rustic look.
And then they say eclectic. That's another word that you need to do some more deep dive on. You need to look at pictures because it could be things like the bathroom's in a weird place.
The bathroom and the
kitchen are together, or there are no doors or anything like that. So secluded, secure, rustic, and eclectic. If those words are in the description for a vacation property, you might want to run the other way.
Yep.
Or hostel.
Yep. Stay to one of those. That was an experience.
If the word hostel's in there at all, because I've only seen a horror movie. I've heard about them. I've seen a horror movie.
Yeah, I can see how it can turn into a horror movie, by the way. It was interesting.
Just like using the wrong words with the woman could turn into a horror movie.
Yeah, so I have the list of the six most hated words.
Six. All right, here we go.
Okay, one that you've heard all the time, moist.
I don't even think that's such a bad
moist cake.
Word.
I know it's like cake mix.
My cupcakes are the best when they're moist.
Yeah, squirt.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, okay. Curd.
Curd, that's such a weird word. I don't even know when I would use that.
I like small curds, like when it comes to cottage cheese.
Yeah, see, all I'm hearing is turds. I'm only hearing turds.
You're not hearing curds?
Nope.
And they're good. Flap.
Okay, I guess. All right.
Panties and chunky.
Chunky, I definitely get. Panties, so underwear?
Yeah.
I feel like Victoria's Secret that says panties on their
sign.
You
know what? I have to stop and say Antoine's getting ready to laugh at these words. All these words. He's like, you're going to use them today?
I'm going to use them all in one sentence. Girl, those some chunky panties and them curds.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Your K92 Morning Thang. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, currently 54, and Roanoke, 53, in Lynchburg, 49, in the NRV. Are you going to help at least one person with your Thang Hacks today, Monica?
I believe so.
You feel confident in it?
Yep, at least five people.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel that this is going to be a helpful Thang Hack?
11.
Off the scale.
Off the scale.
I hate when people say that. All right, well, let me help you first, and then we'll see what Monica's looks like. A lot of people get nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Nausea is a real thing, especially being in a car. Get car sick.
Yes.
Start to feel like you're about to vomit
that
all over the place.
Me all the time as a kid.
Oh.
I was that kid. You go over a little hill, it was on and popping.
All right, well, you wish you had me then back then because I'm going to give you a Thang Hack to help with nausea, and it's very simple. You can buy it at your local grocery store. Alcohol wipes. So the wipes that they give you at B-dubs to clean your hands off other place for ribs, if you focus on smelling that, so you open up one of those packages, you take the wipe out, and don't inhale it too much because you'll pass out, but just get a whiff of it. Just...
Okay.
Right there, just one of them, and it will make the feeling of nausea slowly go away because you're focusing on your breathing and the smell of the alcohol helps push down that nausea.
And to go back to, you know, if you do pass out, that's also a hack.
You can't throw up asleep.
You can't, no. Well, I mean,
well there's been a time or two. That Captain Morgan was coming out regardless.
Oh,
but
no.
So get you some alcoholic wipes.
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath. Or you can just use like alcohol, like in the bottle. Just take a whiff of it and it'll help release that urge of nausea.
Okay. So that's good to know.
See,
road trips.
Very
and stuff.
Helpful.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm going to help you with your dirty children.
Yeah, because they're nasty.
Yeah, uh-huh, because it's spring, summer. So kids like to roll in dirt and get all nasty and everything else. Well, I think that you can kind of incorporate some exercise and some cleanliness into...
Exercise and cleanliness.
Yes,
got it.
Exercise for yourself and then get your kids clean because you're going to take a little walk in a sprinkler neighborhood. So if your kid is rocking some dirt, just kind of just give them a little bump over into the neighborhood sprinkler.
So you're knocking them into the yard?
Not knocking them into the yard, but you're kind of just guiding them to water.
Now, is it that trespassing?
Is it?
I feel like that's trespassing.
Is it? I think it's trespassing depending on the length of time you're in the yard.
I will say.
Is it? I don't know. Is that a law?
I think so. But I will say that sometimes when I'm going on a run in my neighborhood, different houses, they have those sprinkler systems that they spray into the street. And every once in a while, I'll feel like a little kid and I'll run through it.
Look at you.
But I'm
you
still on the street.
You're already doing this hack.
I'm on the street. I am not in somebody's yard, Monica. That's against the law.
I don't think it's against the law. If it's 2 minutes, how long can you be in someone's yard without it being, you know, against the law?
1 foot. 1 foot and you're getting arrested, Monica. Your K92 morning thing, Antoine and Monica Danny Myers will be joining us very soon as he is waking up from his vacation. Sleeping in some, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Get that rest.
Because if it was me, I wouldn't wake up until right before it was. I'm like, I'll do it when I get there.
Vacation.
But we're talking about those small tasks that you hate. And BJ from Roanoke texted in to 52353. I don't mind washing, drying, and even folding laundry, but I absolutely hate putting it away. And then there was another text that said putting clean clothes away.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
That's my favorite part. I know folding's my favorite part. Yeah. But then putting it away is my second favorite part of doing laundry.
So we need to hire Antoine. That's what we need to do.
Remind me to show you a picture. I'm going to take a picture,
of
my closet.
Oh.
So you can see because the organization of my t-shirts.
Oh, my
just
goodness.
Just makes me feel so accomplished.
Yeah.
And so I love doing it. But I tell you what small task I hate doing, getting gas.
I can't stand it.
It is the worst thing in life, getting gas.
I look at it. I'm like, I talk to my car. I'm like, come on now. Come on. Is it that time? Do we need to go get gas right now?
And as you know, if you know anything about Monica Brooks, Monica's not getting gas until that car is.
It starts coughing at me. I'm like, come on, baby. Come on. Come on.
I hate it so much, Monica. And this is bad because it just costs me more money and more time. But I will randomly just stop getting gas. So I'll go to the pump. Let's say I had to get gas today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on E. I'll go to the pump and I'll get as much gas as I can standing there.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I'm done, I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's $12 I've got in the tank or $50, I'm just getting in my car and leaving.
Oh, I was going to say like $1.50. I've done that before.
I've done $5.
Yeah.
I've done $5 just so I can make it home and worry about it tomorrow.
Yep. You got to taste the gas. I'm out of here.
The worst thing, though, is to have to get gas in your car and have to get gas for your lawnmower.
Oh.
Because that was me the other day before I could cut my grass.
Yes.
I had to get gas for my car because the Jeep was going to start coughing like Monica's.
Uh-huh.
But then also need to fill up the gas tank for the lawnmower. So I'm there for double the amount of time. It was the worst.
Oh.
I'd rather went to prison.
Yeah, so that's
terrible.
So good.
Let's see. Text in 52353. What are some other tasks? Easy tasks, small tasks that you hate. I hate wiping down the sink after I shave.
Okay.
It's so easy, but I hate doing it.
Okay. And I guess, and well, you have to like shave often. You have a bald head, so you
yes.
have to keep that shaved.
Every couple,
you know?
Every couple of days, I have to shave again, and then the loose hairs are just everywhere, and I have to wipe
gosh.
Them down, and I hate it.
Yeah, that's not good.
I can't get it all. So every once in a while, I'm like, is that a loose hair in my toothbrush? Oh, well, it's from me. Text in 52353. What's an easy task that you hate? Danny Myers will be joining us at 7 o'clock. And also, we have the K92 Secret Sound $5,000 coming up soon.
It's the K92 Morning Things Trending News.
Now, I have to ask the two of you guys, Antoine Terrell here with Monica Brooks and Danny Myers. How do you feel about the show The Bachelor in general?
Okay. For me, I was into it until I wasn't. Until it was like, you know.
I liked it until I disliked it.
Yeah. I think it, like the first couple seasons, it was like, there was one guy that was a pilot flying.
Oh,
was,
remember you remember that guy? Pete?
Yeah.
Pilot
he was
Pete?
Flying to Roanoke sometimes. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Now,
but anyway.
Was that the moment that you stopped liking it when somebody from Roanoke was on?
It was right after his season.
Right now, it's too close to home.
Yeah, but I thought it was like, it was a lot of drama on the show with the ladies and all that business, like usual. But then it just kind of started to just
become a little too much. How about you, Danny?
Yeah, I was into the very beginning because, you know, I wanted to believe that there was a future, and then there just wasn't. Like,
no.
I mean, it just was this thing over and over again.
Yeah.
They get engaged, and then they what fall happened? Apart. Like, what is that about?
Well, ABC is debuting a new series this fall called The Golden Bachelor. It's basically the bachelor for senior citizens in search for a partner to share the sunset years of life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
I'll watch.
This one's going to be messy. This one's going to be
messy. But how
messy?
Because I believe they're, you know, you want to keep strong hearts and stuff.
Well,
you
I didn't.
Diabetes and check records.
We don't want somebody to die.
Yeah, you
on
don't
this
want that. Because what happens to the rose then?
ABC has said, and they quote, one hopeless romantic is given a second chance at love in a search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of their life together. The women arriving at the mansion have a lifetime of experience living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities.
These are the last days of our lives.
do you think get together and watch soap operas together?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. And the rose, if it does happen, then the rose goes on the casket.
Oh, that's awful.
On the casket,
yeah,
Danny,
but
really?
It would, though.
I am burying our love.
Oh, no.
I think that the fact that, you know, yes, this is something where it's, like you said, they need, there's only so many years, so there is maybe more of an urgency to find that person in this show, so there's a little more drama that way, and plus they're going to put up with a lot less.
Yes. Those dates are going to be very less extreme because I feel like on The Bachelor, they'll do things like go skydiving and whitewater rafting. They're going to be going to bingo halls.
Yeah, they'll do that or just start a nudist colony or something. Yeah.
Why is everybody naked in your life, Monica?
I feel like, I don't know.
Now, real quick, let's play producers because ABC, they have not released any other details. So we don't know when this is going to premiere and we don't know the age range. What should the age range be for The Golden Bachelor?
I say...
what are we thinking?
Let's go... 65 to 90.
To 90. Monica, we want somebody that is 89 years of age.
They still got it. You see,
well,
I mean, you see what you call it, Martha?
Martha Stewart, 81. She,
yeah.
Why not?
They said sunset years, Danny, not sunset hours. Like it's already 4:58 p.m. Got
Martha
2 hours left.
I took gerontology in college. Do you know what that is?
It sounds like the science of old people. That's what it sounds like.
It's the study of
elders.
Old people. Yeah, and it was one of the best classes I took. And at the end, like one of the last classes, we had people from the nursing home that were all 98 plus come in.
The stories.
And we got to ask them questions. And one of the questions was about sex.
Well,
and guess what? They never lose interest. There was a woman that was 101. She said, you never lose interest. Absolutely not.
They were getting the
one guy that was left at that age. I'm sure he was getting it.
Well, listen,
slaying.
I'm interested in Jennifer Lopez. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's all I'm saying here. ABC is The Golden Bachelor, brought to you by Viagra.
Hey, feeling good.
Shout out to Liza.
I know.
She was so adorable.
Oh, no. Very cute. And not shout out to me because typewriter. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know the last time I even seen a typewriter.
She showed her age, Danny.
It was so very interesting, though, that a 10-year-old was thinking about Sephora. And it was like, what were you, if you had one mall store at 10 years old, what was it?
We were going to Toys R Us for me.
Really? Okay. I probably was Spencer Gifts at 10 years old.
I love Spencer's.
Right? That was my jam at 10 years old.
Yes, yeah.
You had no business being in Spencer's Gifts at 10 years old. Based off of what those shirts look like nowadays.
Oh.
10 years old.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was Bart Simpson and Fart in the Can.
Uh-huh.
Like,
a little
that's what it was then. Yeah. This is different now.
All right. Well, it's time to share our Feel Good Friday. So make sure you're texting in now, 52353, or call in 540-774-9236. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend, like Monica?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about missing a sale. We're talking about stores and stuff. I missed the Bath and Body Works sale. And my cousin called and told me, said, hey, there's a deal going on. She called me when they closed.
And you feel good.
I feel good because I would have went crazy. I would have shocked up a storm. And she called me after the fact. It was like, I got a deal on this, this, and this, and that. I'm like, oh, I look at the time. They're closed.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Well, because
going out of business sale is like the best deals of your life. Everything's trying to get rid of it.
Everything's like 60 and 70% off. Did you say Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath and Beyond?
It was Bath and Body.
Okay.
Oh, you said Bed Bath and Beyond.
No,
I thought they were selling the lights. I thought they were selling the rugs and the lights and the cash registers.
Bath and Body with the fragrance.
I do love going in Bath and Body Works. The only time that I go there is for Christmas because my mother's always getting a candle.
Yes.
She's always getting a candle or some body wash or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a headache sometimes when I'm in there.
I
the smells are just...
You get a little woos.
They're too strong. And speaking of my mother inspired my Feel Good Friday because, guys, I'm feeling good about oatmeal cream pies. Mm. And the reason that is because if you heard on Monday, went home for Mother's Day, stole some oatmeal cream pies. That was my receipt for going to visit my mother on Mother's Day. But now, after the show today, I am going to purchase my own very full box of oatmeal cream pies.
Well, you are really splurging.
They are $1.49, Danny. They are
Dollar General.
But I'm very specific about my oatmeal cream pies. I only like the regular small size. I don't like the big ones. I don't like jumbo extra cream. I want the regular tiny size because that's the best proportion from cookie to cream.
Do you sit there and eat your oatmeal cake and look at it as you like take a bite and just stare at it like, I love you, oatmeal cream pie? I don't know.
I mean, I'll glance at it just so it knows I appreciate it. How do you eat your oatmeal cream pies? Because you eat yours in a very weird way.
I like to wipe some of the cream out of it.
With what?
Your finger.
With your finger?
Yeah.
You take your finger and wipe
some
the cream out?
I don't like all that cream.
And then what do you do with that? Lick it off your finger?
Put on that little plastic wrapper and then I toss it in the trash. Yeah, I don't want all that.
but you have the same theory that, because you have a ratio that you like, because I agree with that, like the cream to confection ratio is really important. That's why I am team with Oreos. Regular. I don't like that we are quintuple stuffed now.
Double stuff.
I'm double stuffed.
I don't want all
that.
Too much cream.
Too much cream. I'm with Monica. Too much.
You guys are haters, and I don't appreciate that on my Feel Good Friday. Text in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend? Go ahead and share it with your K92 Morning Thing.
Feeling good.
Feel good. So good. So good.
Ah! You're feeling good with your K92 Morning Thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and our guest for the week, even though it's coming to an end, Danny Myers.
I know.
Friday got here so quickly.
Miss you guys. Really? And that's good. That's good, because it should be easy and fast and fun. So I'm glad this has flown by.
Time flies when you're having a good time. That's what my Nana always said.
Oh,
true.
Let's see. We got some text messages.
If this has felt so long this week, then
it wouldn't have been fun at all.
Then that's bad.
Shout out to Michelle from Lynchburg. Texted in to 52353. Feeling good because I'm thinking about buying myself pizza for lunch this Friday. You deserve pizza for lunch. Let's see. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of like school-related things. Kendall in Troutville, feeling good because we got to bring board games to school. I'm bringing Uno.
Okay.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
Fun.
What board game would you bring, Monica?
None. None.
That's the game
Why?
From the monastery.
No. All right. Jocelyn from...
You wouldn't bring Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
You would bring Cards Against Humanity to your fourth grade class?
Beer pong.
You know what? That's an idea. Come on, children. Gather around.
Yeah. What did Jocelyn
say? Red solo cups.
Jocelyn from...
We mean business.
Jocelyn from Bedford. She said, feeling good this Friday because I'll be kid-free tonight and having a girls' night with some friends.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Get rid of those children. Danny, why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because there is a new episode of my podcast, Cocktails and Chat, which is live. It is live. It's the podcast where we make and eat food. This week, we make a spice-rubbed pork loin and then chat about all manner of things. There's a member of my podcast team that said his wife was the product of a one-night stand. And there was fallout. Yeah, which, by the way, not true. So there was fallout from his family. And so you can see how that's all dealt with on the podcast, which is at HelloDannyShow.com.
HelloDannyShow.com. Make sure you get the pie. I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and I learned that Danny doesn't lock his doors.
Oh, yes.
That makes me uncomfortable for him. Oh, I just want to point
that
out.
I'm sorry, I had to ask what sides. Did you have a side with the pork loin?
Yes. I mean, it's probably not that exciting. Now, this week was the first week in Danny's Kitchen, which is a food blog. That's at HelloDannyShow.com. Thank you for setting up all the plugs, Monica. Oh, you always look out for me. this week, because we did all sorts of heavy stuff, where it's a healthy recipe. So it is roasted cauliflower.
All right.
And sugar snap peas are the sides this week with the spice-rubbed pork from the grill. It's healthy. It's good, though. Like, it tastes really good.
Burst of color with the snap peas. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm hungry. Yeah. All right. We got to stop talking about food. Right. Early in the morning for my stomach to be growling.
You talking about oatmeal cream pies? You started it.
That's a breakfast pastry.
Yeah, but I got hungry during oatmeal cream pie talk, and I didn't complain.
I love it. But yes, make sure you go to HelloDannyShow.com. The podcast is absolutely amazing. I've watched multiple episodes. It's also on Instagram, HelloDannyShow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you check that
out. Why the name is kind of dumb, because it matches on all
everywhere.
The things.
Shout out to Leia from Forest. I'm feeling good because I'm trying out for Color Guard. Any tips, Monica?
Make sure to have the weights in your pole. I mean, because the winds pick up and you don't want a flagpole to smack you in the face or smack anyone else.
Whatever Monica said. That's
a, you have a weighted
pole. That's a collection
pole.
Of words I've never heard before. Make sure you got the weights in your pole.
Yes, the weighted pole.
We have Lisa on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning.
All right, Lisa, why are you feeling good heading to the weekend?
I'm feeling good about making a new friend at work.
Oh, I love this about making new friends. Okay.
Yeah, my friend's awesome. Her name is Kendall, and she started working at the bar a few weeks ago. And we're planning a beach trip really soon, and she's just cool.
That's what's up. Congratulations to you, Lisa. And there's a text in to 52353 that says, my feel-good Friday. I got invited to a girls' paint night, excited to meet some new moms and new friends. So this is friend season right here.
It really is.
Just well, when you're an adult, it's a little harder to make good friends. Mm. So when you make one, you got to appreciate that.
And when you get excited about it, because I think about making new friends and I'm like, I don't have the energy. I got to get to know somebody, the things they like and dislike.
You ready for a nap?
That's so stressful. Keep texting at 52353. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend? You're listening to your K92 morning thing. It's currently 54 in Roanoke, 54 in Lynchburg, 49 in the NRV. It's Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, our guests, Danny and Tanya. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing pretty good. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Oh man. I've got a clean house and a lot of work done, so I'm feeling ready for it.
I like Tanya. If Tanya was a flower, she'd be a sunflower.
She'd be a sunflower?
Yeah.
I was thinking of dandelion.
Mm.
Danny, what kind of flower would Tanya be?
A peony.
A peony?
Hold on. Okay. Real question. Is it peony or peony?
It is definitely not a peony. A peony.
That's something that you order at Frank's.
Yeah. The people that call you Antione instead of Antoine call it a peony.
I'm from Chatham, Virginia. You watch your tone. That's how we talk in the country. All right, Tanya. It is time for today's secret celebrity. So you're going to listen to Monica's description and then correctly identify who she's talking about, okay?
Okay.
All right, because Tanya, I made a friend while waiting in line at Pizza Hut. I wanted one of those P-Zones. I didn't know if they had them back or not. Okay, while I'm standing there, this girl, she came in like a wrecking ball. I was like, whoa, slow down. But she said she had to hurry up and get back to her dad because he was suffering from an achy, breaky heart.
Mm-mm-mm.
Said, well, cry me a river. I enjoyed talking to her, and she was saying that she was so independent, and she started singing, I can buy my own pizza. I mean, but I can't think of her name.
Can you imagine being in the line at Pizza Hut and they're singing that song? All right, Tanya, who is today's secret celebrity?
Oh, man. I feel really strongly about this one. I'm going to have to say it's Miley Cyrus.
I'll be doggone. That's her name.
How did you ever get that one, Tanya? Was it the wrecking ball or the achy breaky heart?
Oh, it was the singing, actually. It sounded just like her. So.
Oh, thank you.
So good. Monica, I'm curious if she sung anything else while she was in line at Pizza Hut waiting
for
her pizza. Did she sing anything else?
I mean, she said...
Any other songs that
I would
came
like
to
some,
mind?
She said, you know, with the wrecking ball, she said that... I came in with some mushrooms. I like to have some sausage in my subs. I really like to eat the peppers.
I'll tell you what.
I'll stop.
Somewhere there are some dogs howling right now. Well, congratulations to you, Tanya. We're going to hook you up with the prize because not only did you correctly identify the celebrity, you also lied and said you enjoyed Monica singing.
Yeah, so yeah, you suffered just a little bit. So we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to Party in Elmwood from K92. I suck. Wow. I do not have the green thumb. I don't have it.
You don't have the green thumb for plants and flowers and stuff.
No,
Mother Nature.
I want it. And I see people that have it. And it's not gangrene or anything. They actually just have the good green thumb. They can take care of their plants. And I'm like, I don't have it. I don't.
No.
I mean, a cactus, that's perfectly fine. They sit there and they sit.
Now, you do know that cactuses, cacti. They need to be, you know, fed every once in a while. They have to be watered every once in a while. Low maintenance.
It's a little. Sometimes you can walk over and just, you know, talk and spit on them a little bit. They're fine.
And that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's all the water they need.
Yeah, but anything else, I just can't keep it alive. I just can't keep it growing.
How about you, Danny? Where do you stand on keeping plants alive? Would you have any advice for Monica, or are you also a plant murderer?
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And it's beyond just me not knowing how to water and when to water and, you know, killing plants, but nature is against me with plants. I don't know if Monica remembers this, but when I worked on K92, I had a garden in the yard.
I remember that.
I had a garden. And even if I was doing good job by the plants, I had this one jerk squirrel that would come and he would send a message because he wouldn't eat entire vegetables, entire tomatoes. He would take one bite. I'd see his little squirrel teeth.
Yeah.
In there. He would take one bite
just
out
enough
of tomatoes. Yeah, just enough to send a message. And I was like, oh, man.
Let you know I'm here.
No, it was the worst thing. I'm like, just eat the whole thing.
Just take
it. Don't take one bite.
I've never been the plant person. I blame my mother because growing up when we moved, because we used to live in an apartment. Then when we moved into our house, when I was in the sixth grade, there were plants everywhere. Just green plants everywhere in the dining room, in the living room, the family room, the basement, everywhere. That was when I was in the sixth grade. It wasn't until I was in eighth grade, and I promise I was a smart kid, that I realized that all of those plants were fake.
Oh.
Every single plant.
What happened?
I walked up to it, and I said, Mom, this plant got dirt on it. She goes, oh, I haven't dusted yet. I'm just going to dust it. I'm like, we don't dust plants.
You got some of those lemon, got some lemon pledge or something, just squirt it, wipe it off.
What peed me off is that from sixth to eighth grade, I watered these fake plants. That was a part of my daily chores. It was a part of the chores that my mother gave me.
You took that on yourself, though. Yeah,
no.
It's not like you were told.
She told me. My mother gave me things to do to keep me busy.
I'm not mad at her.
I am watering fake plants. And she would come behind me. She told me this years later and just dump the water out. Because the water would just sit there. And I would ask her, I'm like, keep you busy.
Wow.
I'm like, why is the water sitting here? She goes, oh, it just takes a while for it to get in the soil. But then she'd come up and just dump it out behind my back.
I tell you what, though. It's like with your kids, you know, try to handle plants. It is hilarious and it is sweet. At the same time, Hendrix, he brought home a little plant just this week.
Uh-huh.
And he said, can we plant it? I'm like, yes, sure. Well, while mommy's trying to handle it, I accidentally broke off the bulb. And Hendrix looked at it. He looked so sad. He said, oh, is the plant dead? I'm like, no. We just tuck it a little deeper in the soil. Put it in the sun, give it some water, and tuck it a little deeper. It'll be fine.
Danny, when you were growing up, did you have that project? Because I know that Monica did, because Bedford and Chatham are very similar places. Did you have that project where you would have to have your own little plant in a white styrofoam cup? You'd have to plant a seed with a bunch of soil, and then you put it in the window of the classroom?
No, I grew up in upstate New York. It was only plant season for like 3 weeks out of the year. It was so cold up there. No, it would have to be bacteria. Grow your bacteria in the dark, in the heat. Yeah, no, absolutely not. No,
see, that was such a great.
Yeah.
That was. I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew I was absolutely great.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is crazy. Chick-fil-A's first ever location is closing after 56 years.
This has never happened.
First opened 1967. You don't close a Chick-fil-A.
No.
Unless you're going to rebuild a bigger one. You're going to make a bigger right. one.
Yeah,
like, you just
exactly.
don't do that.
You but just yeah. remodel it is what mm-hmm. you do.
But the first one in Atlanta, Georgia, the Greenbrier Mall is closing.
Well.
Greenbrier Mall.
Now, I can't
keep the mall alive.
I've never been to the Greenbrier Mall. Is there anything specific about the mall that I need to take into context with the story, or just the fact that it's a mall and malls are falling apart now?
It's just a mall, and that's the first Chick-fil-A.
Mm. So I bet it was in the mall, because back in the day, well, do you still have the one at Tanglewood in the mall?
Valley View has a Chick-fil-A in the mall and outside the mall.
All right.
It's right beside some store.
And I feel like this Chick-fil-A, the one in Atlanta, they built a mall around that Chick-fil-A. It was like the first. They said, you know what we need here? We love this place so much, we need to shop as well. Let's make this a Greenbrier Mall.
There is a great website. I'm obsessed with this website dedicated to dying malls.
Mm.
You know, so they go in and so they
sad.
I love it, though.
What site is that?
Dyingmalls.com.
Okay.
Mallsontheway.com.
Okay.
Deadmalls.com,
yeah, you're right.
Deadmalls.com.
Oh, wow.
That Greenbrier is on there. But it's so interesting because we all grew up at a time when the mall was the place.
Yes.
It was the gathering place.
100%.
Arcade, movies.
Growing up in like the middle of nowhere, upstate New York, we didn't have a mall. So we would have to drive to an aunt or an uncle's house hours away to go to the mall. So I remember like going in the destination place was Orange Julius.
Orange Julius?
I've heard of those stores.
Orange Julius, I think, was owned by Dairy Queen, but they would put them in malls. And it was this like foamy orange thing, like an orange milkshake was the Orange Julius. But so many memories with malls. And so when you go and you look at these dying malls, it's like it's our childhood.
I think malls, and we don't realize it, but malls let us know when we transition from being young to being old.
Yes.
And the reason that they do, the first time you go to a mall and you're looking around and saying, why are these kids here? Where are their parents at? Uh-huh. At that point, you're old because as a youth, you went to the mall. Your parents just dropped you off
you
at the
hang
mall.
Out.
You just walk around. You had $8 in your pocket. You weren't spending anything, maybe getting a pretzel. But as soon as those kids got on your nerves, that's when you became an old person.
Yep. Look, I go to the mall now. I'm on a mission. I set a clock. I'm like, okay, 10 minutes.
What is
I'm
going to
be in
sweep?
And out. Yes.
You know what they do, though? Those kids will link up and block you, though, Monica.
You can't get through.
Experience. You're just trying to get to Bed Bath & Beyond or Bath & Body Works, and they link up and they block you from your speedy walk with their slow kid walk.
I got this thing called a booty. And sometimes it knocks people out the way by accident. So, you know, I'm going
to
get through.
You use it to your
See, I only go to the mall in the middle of the day when kids aren't there. Because what you said, Danny, they intimidate me. When they have their line of kids, I don't have a booty. I'm built like a number two pencil. So I just got to wait until they pass.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Your K92 Morning Thing. It's Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and Danny Myers is vacationing here with us at K92. And Danny, I feel the need to read out some of those text messages that are coming in to you. 52353. Somebody said they did not sign. Oh, no. DJ Headlock said cooking breakfast, listening to the morning show. Glad to hear Danny's voice again. When Monica sang earlier,
Headlock
said his dogs were barking.
Headlock.
When Monica sang a little Miley Cyrus.
Look, he knows he saved that recording. He's going to make that a ringtone. He has to go back to the podcast.
Yeah, he is. It's going to be an Amber Alert. let's shout out to Olivia. Olivia's feeling good because it's her last Friday as a fifth grader at Colonial Elementary.
Oh, she's going to middle school.
Oh, she's growing up. These kids.
So sweet.
Monica, do you feel old when your kids graduate from school to school? Does that make you feel old or does that make you feel proud?
I have my moments. I'm proud, but I have my moments like, oh my gosh. My baby.
Time is slipping away.
All right. Well, it's time for the Binge Watch Weekend. We have so many things to watch. I'm very excited to share these shows and these movies with you.
Mm-hmm.
Monica knows this about me. I love Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow is one of my favorite current rappers. Well, he is making his acting debut on Hulu with the remake of one of my favorite movies, White Men Can't Jump.
Jack Harlow.
Yes,
okay,
Jack Harlow is taking over the role that was once held by Woody Harrelson.
Oh.
White Men Can't Jump. It's about two basketball players.
Yeah.
Opposites who are seemingly miles apart. They find that they have more in common than they imagine to be possible. And that came out on Hulu
today. Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, don't look at Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm going to go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't look at Rotten Tomatoes.
It is a big pile, man. 32.
Yeah, it is bad.
32, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I looked at the picture of Jack Harlow standing, and I could tell it was 32.
I'm excited to watch this movie.
I mean, I like Jack Harlow. I like him.
Listen.
I mean, well, no, he did well on SNL. He was musical guest and he was in the, you know, he was the host too. And he did well. So I do think he will do something good, but it's really hard when you take on a classic movie.
Yeah. A classic movie that had Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, Rosie Perez.
And it's Jack Harlow and a other random guy. And who's and where's Rosie Perez? Like, who's Rosie?
I don't know. I don't know if they have her. The movie just came out today.
You know what? I hope it's good. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me give you another movie that you can pick apart. It's on Netflix. It's starring the one and only Jennifer Lopez. It's called The Mother. While fleeing from dangerous assailants. Oh, I can't say it.
I was like, what is it?
Yeah, and an assassin comes out of hiding to protect her daughter she left earlier in life. So J-Lo is like, you know, one of those Bourne movies with this one, The Mother.
Yeah, she did the most. That's all I'm going to say.
You did sample it, though.
I did sample
it. So you kind of have a review on this.
I watched 15 to 20 minutes of it, and that was all I needed.
It just wasn't enough for you?
It wasn't believable for me, for J-Lo. I'm like, okay, I see you doing your thing.
I saw some of the workout videos J-Lo did to prepare herself for this role. She really got into character, though. Like, she's planning to be a badass in this movie.
She tried to rub it into Ben, because, you know, Ben worked out for Batman, and he actually, it was the script that messed up Ben. This one is just.
This was
question,
the movie.
Though. The Mother, Rotten Tomatoes, better or worse than White Man Can't Jump?
It has to be worse.
A little bit better.
It has to be worse.
A little bit better. 44.
Uh-huh.
44.
Yeah.
An audience score 71, though. Audiences
she paid
are liking
for that.
It.
Well, I'm going to let you know now. I'm just going
to
tell you.
There's a bot. She hired a bot to give good reviews for The Mother. Is that what it was?
It was ChatGPT. I'm just letting you know now.
Oh, man.
The next movie will not have a high score on Rotten Tomatoes either. But I'm excited about it. So everybody else, I don't care what you think. But it's in the movie theater right now, starring Vin Diesel, Ludacris, and some other people. Michelle Rodriguez, Brie Larson, Fast X. It's the 10th movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise. And it stars over many missions. Oh, Jason Momoa is also in this one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he is.
Over many missions and against impossible odds, Dom Toretto and his family have outsmarted and outdriven every foe in their path. Now they must confront the most lethal opponent they've ever faced. Fueled by revenge, a terrifying threat emerges from the shadows of the past.
Oh, all I heard right there was zoom.
Where does it place in the recommendations from Antoine? Is this the best?
This is what I am most excited for.
What do the critics say on Rotten Tomatoes?
I would say the critics probably have it around 40%. That would be my guess. I haven't looked.
So in the middle?
Okay.
In the middle.
I think it's up a little high. It's like, you know, unusual. I think it's going to be around 60%.
You are so right, Monica. You're dialed in. This one's borderline fresh. 55%
okay.
From critics.
I could feel that.
For a Fast movie, this has to be great.
Yes.
I don't like this.
No, it really does.
You know, and I think Jason Momoa has something to do with it.
I mean, you're right.
I don't think we've ever seen a movie where Jason Momoa is playing a villain. So I'm excited. They said that there was one critic review that I read that said he makes this movie.
Mm.
The charisma that he has as the villain in this makes
the
movie.
He has a lot of energy. A lot of good
energy. 84% audiences. That by far is the best one.
How long is it?
That we've looked at.
It's like 2 hours and 20-ish minutes, I think.
2 hours and 40?
20-ish.
Oh. Yeah, that's long. 221. Yeah, that is long. But Monica, that is something she has for years asked as part of any discussion of movies. What is its runtime? And that is a big factor in
yes.
You.
Yes, so I just want to know.
No movies are an hour and a half anymore. Like, they're all 2 hours plus.
The animated movies are long now.
Yeah, yeah, 2 hours plus.
So let's run them down one more time without you guys' shadiness. We have White Men Can't Jump on Hulu. We have The Mother on Netflix. And in the movie theater, we have Fast X, the 10th movie in the Fast and Furious franchise. For all the trailers and more information, visit the website k92radio.com.
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato.
your K92 morning thing. Danny, were you singing Hot Potato over there?
I was singing along, man.
A little remix.
Right there. I like it.
I love it. We need you to text in now. 52353. Are you team Danny or are you team Monica? They are about to go head-to-head in Hot Potato. Rhonda in Lynchburg is team Danny. She says, I'm going with Danny. Love you, Monica. But it's nice hearing Danny on the morning thing again.
All right, Rhonda. I love you too.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Happy Friday.
And I'll try to not let you down, Rhonda, but I have no idea how this game plays, even though they both say we played this when I was on this show 6 years ago. Well, this is one that, and I have no memory.
No memory. All right, so you are familiar with Hot Potato, correct? Where you have a ball and you're throwing the ball back and forth to each other? All right, that's the same thing, except you're throwing words. I'm going to give you a category, and Danny, since you are on vacation... You're going to go first. I'm going to give you a category. You're going to go first. You and Monica are going to go back and forth. You lose if you repeat something or if you're the last one that hasn't said anything when the buzzer goes off.
Holding the potato.
If you're holding a potato.
Is stomach upset a side effect of this game? Because I feel nausea right now.
That it definitely is a thing. And you know, Monica, Shauna from Radford, she says, I'm team Monica. I say Monica.
Yeah, Shauna.
All right. Thank you. Well, we just talked about Jennifer Lopez in Binge Watch Weekend because she has a brand new movie out called The Mother on Netflix. So, Danny, you're going to go first. Name people that you think are terrible actors or actresses. And go.
Adele.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I know that's really wrong.
Frankie Muniz.
The Twilights. All.
Jack Harlow.
Rosie O'Donnell.
All right. You barely
That's a win for Monica?
Yes, because she got it out the buzzer.
That was a double quote.
I also think a lot of our answers were just not good.
They were not good.
Oh, there were some terrible answers in there.
Yeah.
But we accepted it. The judges accepted them. All right, so that's 1 point for Monica. Danny, you need a point in this category to force a tiebreaker. Monica, you're going to go first. All right, it's Kim. How do you pronounce your last name?
Zolciak?
How do you pronounce one? Zolciak?
Zolciak.
Zolciak.
Zolciak. It's her birthday and she's a Real Housewife.
Yes.
All right. So, Monica, you go first. Name cities that the Real Housewives are in. Go.
New York.
Atlanta.
Potomac.
Salt Lake City.
They're in Jersey.
Orange County.
They're Indiana wives?
No.
Do we have South Dakota.
We have a loss.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm actually
a real fan of Housewives and particularly Beverly Hills.
You're gonna say Beverly Hills next. All right.
Yeah. They need Indiana wives.
Dallas. They have Dallas as well. All right. Okay. That's a point for you, Danny. Now we're tied up. Going into the final round, Danny. You're gonna start. All right, Danny. You were just here in Roanoke. You're now back in North Carolina, but a place that the locals love. We love it here. Bob Patrick, it's his second home, Mill Mountain Zoo.
Honestly, if it was just local places, Mill Mountain Zoo is going to be my first answer.
There you go.
Locked and loaded.
All right. Well, the category is zoo animals. Go.
Lemur.
Goats.
Monkey.
Bats.
Orangutan.
Thank you.
Llama.
Snake.
They have spiders, exotic.
Bear.
And they have owl. Who?
Pelican.
And chimpanzee.
Let's give it up for Danny.
Dang it! All right.
Listener, you need to understand there are physical side effects to playing this game because of the pressure. Not only did I get nauseous, but look at how blotchy. There's like a random little rash in the middle of my nose.
Ears start to break out.
I have a stressful. Rash.
Well, congratulations to you, Danny. Congratulations to all the text in to 52353.
That's all with his categories.
These are great categories.
They were, guys.
I like how when Monica was struggling with the zoo animals, she had to make a noise. Owls.
Who? Who?
Everybody's on social media, whether it's me, Antoine Terrell, whether it's Miss Monica Brooks, or our guest for this week, Danny Myers. We're all on social media.
Yeah, all the time.
So we are bound to do something that is awkward or embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when Monica just likes stuff.
I like a lot of things. I give lots of hearts. If we're friends on socials, understand I look at your stuff. And yes, I will share little comments and I will heart things. I will say happy birthday.
Don't we all go deep every once in a while? You're curious on somebody.
Yes.
And then you go deep in their pictures. And if you accidentally like one that's like years old, that's very awkward.
That's I have done that. So I've done it. I've went down a rabbit hole. I was just being nosy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, let me just learn more about this person. Not even somebody I'm super close with. And so I go down, and this is when Instagram changed how you can like it to where they moved it to just a double tap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to scroll and accidentally double tap.
Sure you were.
Uh-huh.
I liked the photo. And to compound that mistake, I tried to unlike it faster than they got the notification. Uh-huh. Fun fact. You can't do it.
Nope.
You are not faster than Instagram.
You're in 2009. Antoine, look at the pictures.
that's exactly what happened. And then I ran into them and they said to me, they said, why did you unlike my photo that you liked?
Ooh.
And so I had to lie and say, no, I was showing someone else my phone. They were scrolling. When I grabbed it back, they double tapped.
We were studying your pictures together.
So, what a deep lie to have at the ready. That's really interesting.
I had to,
able to come up with that.
I had to prepare myself in case I got called out, Danny.
And you got called out. Oh, man. Well,
I think we've all done that. And I've done it. You listening, I may have gone deep on your pictures.
100%.
Because
that's
happened to me before with people that listen to the show that I've never met in person. And I wonder a little bit about them. And then you go in and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I start liking everything and commenting. And then I say happy birthday. And it's unfortunate when you say happy birthday every year and then you don't check in on the person.
You haven't checked in.
You haven't checked in, but you're saying happy birthday. And then you realize they've been passed. They passed away years ago.
Years. But they still have an active Facebook.
Active page.
And you.
And I went there. This happened this week. I went to the page. I'm like, let me see what she's up to. I'm doggone. She's passed. Long time.
I feel like
you see my happy birthdays.
I need that song of Flying with Angel Wings or whatever. I wish I had that queued
up
for
the angel.
That's what she's doing. Rest in peace to her.
Yes. Aww. I was like, well, dang.
She got your message.
She did.
It's
but sometimes you're so excited. You know, sometimes I post and I'm so excited. Happy birthday. You better have a fabulous day. You know, I add a little bit of, you know, and so there were a couple of those birthday shout outs in there.
Now,
while she was dead.
Yeah.
Danny, you said something
that
I found interesting that I thought I was the only person that did that. Because being on the morning thing, being in radio, you will get a lot of followers or Facebook requests from listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate it. Like, we enjoy the interaction.
Yeah.
But I thought I was the only one that would, you know, try to learn a little bit more about them.
Yeah.
So I'm going deep down and I'm making up a story about them.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. See, I see the story and I say, hey, you want to grab brunch? You seem cool.
That's true.
You know, and I've been out. So some of y'all, we went out and had brunch together, had lunch, dinner, whatever.
I don't know if you know that about Monica. I don't know if Monica did that when you worked with her, Danny. But Monica is notorious for going out to brunch and lunches with just random people.
Shout out to my friend Siobhan.
Her.
Yeah,
Siobhan,
yeah.
I followed her on IG, and I said, she seems cool. I said, let's go have brunch. She said, are you serious? I'm like, yes. We'll meet over at Clutch.
See, now this is where we're different because this is boundaries. Yeah, these are people, you know, we love you and we appreciate you listening, but we don't know you personally. So it can be awkward if we do start knowing you personally, you know, being comfortable making that jump. And yes, I've done it, but it's always been the listener initiating. It's an extra layer that you make the first strike to.
So you're saying that they probably should stop talking to me and block me.
I would be concerned.
That's okay. I understand.
I was that listener,
that's all right.
I would be afraid. But if you're not doing it already, make sure you follow all of us on our social media because you may get a brunch date with Monica. So it's K92, Monica Brooks, Antoine Presents, and Hello Danny Show. Make sure you're liking all of us on all of our social media because we'll hang out with you.
K92 Morning Thang, Antoine, Monica, me, Danny, guesting for just a few more minutes. This week has gone by so fast.
It has.
Blown by your vacation has.
Yeah, I've used to be on the show, so they let me back for a week of hanging out, and it has been absolutely a joy every day.
It's been fun because Monica has had the privilege to be on the show with you, the experience. I haven't. And this is the most that you and I've ever talked in the history of our lives. And it's been fun. It's been fun all the way through.
Yeah, that's been a little bit good. good. Yeah. So we want you to get, if you are a pet person, and I don't, you know, because Antoine was saying, we don't know each other real well off the air. Are you a pet person? Be honest.
I've only had one pet before in my life. Growing up, my mother would never let my brother and I have a dog because she said, and I quote, dogs deserve better than being stuck outside in a doghouse. All right, mom, sounds good. Let the dog come inside. Ain't no damn dog coming in this house. So it was a no-win situation. So the only pet I've ever had, I had a snake. I had a ball python snake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. He tried to kill me, so I got rid of him.
Oh.
Got upset one day.
Really?
He was
the snake tried to...
He was shedding over his eyes. I did not realize that. So he got really aggressive for a short amount of time, and I thought it was going to be forever. So I gave him to a friend of mine who already had snakes, so he went to his... community.
Wow. He was shedding over his eyes.
Wow. He was shedding over his eyes, so he couldn't see me. He thought I was feeding him every time.
Snake people, they always, especially python people, I know, I can't believe I know of several people that have pythons and snakes. They always say how friendly they are. So to hear this snake got aggressive.
It was on me. It was my fault.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize what was going on.
Okay. You couldn't just pull the shed. You couldn't pull the skin off. Just like help him out a little bit. Help him shed faster.
Help him out.
No.
Give him a little brush.
Yeah.
You know, brushes.
Cocoa butter.
But I had this, you know, because I was visiting you guys in Roanoke. So I had a pet sitter. Because I have a dog, Nelson, who is 13 years old. And he eats on his own schedule. You know, you put out a bowl of food. He eats just fine. But my pet sitter got really nervous that he wasn't eating the food right away. And so he tried to figure out how to get this dog to eat the food right away.
Right.
And he let me know this. And I'm like, how do you figure that out? He would take the dog bowl, put it in the oven, and then make the oven beep, and then take the food bowl out.
Oh.
And so the dog would think it was people food and eat the entire bowl of
dinner
food.
Time.
Oh, that's ingenious right there. That's ingenious right there.
And I tried it yesterday. Sure enough, it works perfect.
Okay.
This is the weirdest thing that this dog is so programmed into knowing, yeah, the people food is better. So if I'm going to have food that's out of the fridge or out of the oven, but yeah, the extra step of like turning on the oven briefly to trick the, I thought that was really kind of cool.
That is cool.
Now, I got to make sure I didn't mishear this. Is he putting the dog bowl in the oven or just turning the timer on?
Your mom would hate it. Your mom would be so mad.
You know that's what I'm asking right there.
Yeah,
you know where this is going.
Dog's allowed in the house. Certainly no dog bowl going from the floor into my oven.
Into the oven?
Yeah, I probably should have been a little cranky about that. I'm like, what else are you putting in random places in my house?
I would have follow-up questions. I would need to know other
but
things.
But it works, though.
But tricks
it
like
works.
That do work. Monica, didn't you have a dog when you were a kid, or am I making this up?
Oh, no. We had Ludacris, the chow. And
Luda.
And Luda was wonderful. But Luda, you really did have to trick in order to walk into the house, because Luda had a certain spot in the front of the house by the door. And if you try to walk past Luda, you were not getting past, because that was just Luda's spot. So we would have to just like open up doors around the house, like basement doors, and,
wow.
And try to get Luda to get up
you
and
have
run.
To sneak around.
Yeah, like so we can just.
Dogs are so like smart Luda. And so stupid at the same time. Oh, it's been a week. It's been a week here, your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and Danny Myers. Been hanging out with us all week long.
And that song was kind of like us. The annoying Monica. That do do do
yes.
Panthereses.
It's a video game.
Antoine has been so patient and forgiving with Monica and me, especially me, because I'm just messing everything up over here. So
no,
I appreciate you guys being so patient.
Oh no, I think it's been a lot of fun. Monica, how have you felt about this week?
I feel good. I mean, it gets a little chaotic, but that's like the norm, I feel like. You know, it feels normal.
It really is, and that's the one thing I want to leave Antoine with. It's never going to get better.
He's like, great!
It doesn't matter how much you plan or how much you practice or how much you think. Like, it's never going to not be chaos being on the radio every day. That's the way it is.
It's been one giant field trip to Washington, D.C., I've taken the children to see the Lincoln Monument. I've taken you guys to see the Washington Monument and all that. And I'm just hoping that every time we get on the bus, I count and the same amount of kids that got off the bus come back on the
bus. Like, where are they?
They don't even have to be the same kids. Right. I just need 12 kids on the bus because they got off.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, no, but it's been so much fun. It's been so much fun this week, and it's been so much fun for you having a chance to win $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound. If you
should
miss-
I just give it out right now? Should I tell them what the sound is?
The sound is.
I mean, if you decide to do it, I can't
I'm not
stop
an
you.
I'm an employee, and they gave me the answer. It's like, I want to just go this afternoon to the radios and listen and get the money, like, because I have the answer. It's so tempting.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock today with Bob Patrick.
Not Danny.
That is the next.
Yeah, that's his voice. Like, yeah, it's not me.
Everybody would know Danny Myers immediately. But yeah, 3 o'clock. That's your next chance to win $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound. Freddie Mac is going to hook you up with a clue at 12:30. If you missed our 8:30 clue, it's clue number 9, a means to journey. A means to journey. That is the 8:30 clue. I'm trying to think. Anything else we need to say before we get our morning thing nugget?
I think just real quickly. Yeah. Once I leave you guys, you're going to go and listen to the podcast, the new episode that just dropped. HelloDannyShow.com or wherever you get your podcast, just search for Hello Danny Show. It's there. And there'll be a new recipe. I know that sounds weird, but I'm doing cooking videos too. Danny's Kitchen is a real thing.
And I would just
I
like
seen the picture of the food.
I would like to point out that Danny was in Roanoke for a couple of days.
Yep.
And he didn't cook for anybody.
Well, he's on his vacation.
I don't care. He has a recipe on Hello Daddy's show. Feed us.
Next visit, there will be a hot plate in the studio. We're whipping something up.
Ooh, yes.
And it's going to be good. Yeah.
I'm all for that. Now, before we get out of here today.
We have the morning thing nugget. We can complain because rose bushes have thorns or rejoice because thorns have roses.
Whatever you decide to do this weekend, why are you laughing? What
Danny's face?
Danny, say what you're thinking.
When Monica said that, I was like, and my face just lit up because it stops you. It makes you think, and I love that.
It's definitely
a glow
way
in
to
the
look
eyes,
at
yeah?
it. And like Danny said, after Danny leaves us today, if you want more Danny Myers, because who doesn't, make sure you go to HelloDannyShow.com. Follow him on Instagram, HelloDannyShow. And that's all the places, right? You're on
that's
Facebook?
All the places.
Are you on Facebook?
TikTok, too.
TikTok. Hello,
his
Danny
address
Show.
Is?
Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, anyway, whatever you decide to do this weekend, have fun, be safe. Brand new episode of The Thing, Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Bye, friend.
Peace.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.